Thank you. Bob, congratulations. As a kid, I really didn't like Bob. You have to understand why. When the Dodgers moved from Brooklyn to Los Angeles in 1958, I became a Dodger fan. I was about 11, 12 years old, and I listened to every game with my little transistor radio, Vin Scully and Jerry Doggett, every night. In this one particular game, my idol, Sandy Koufax, Mr. Koufax could do nothing wrong. He was pitching. He was throwing a shutout. I remember the day. It was July 15th, 1963. Why that sticks in my head, I don't know. But up stepped to the plate, Bob. And as I listened to Vin Scully call this home run that Bob hit, my little transistor radio didn't work anymore. And I remember the headline in my local newspaper the next morning, Koufax contemplates retirement after Euchre home run. Then I got traded to Milwaukee, and Euchre and I became great friends. Bob, you are a saint. You've been the voice of the Milwaukee Brewers for 43 years. You've reached out to millions and millions of Milwaukee fans all over Wisconsin. And I don't think there's a man in the world that could have done it better than you. I've listened to great announcers, Jack Buck, all kinds of guys, Mel Allen, and I have got no problem whatsoever dropping your name in the hat amongst these gentlemen. Congratulations on this honor. I don't know how the hell you're going to get up there to see this thing, but congratulations, you certainly deserve it.
I remember one of my greatest thrills was catching one of your last saves, Raleigh. It was in Texas, retired 8 straight, and it was a save that you picked up for Pete Vukovich, another great guy. So.